This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier. Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods. Madam President, the roll reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of April 9th, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Next, are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Cartier, then Mr. Durham, then Mr. Bell.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I have a very important annual civic meeting I need to attend. I'm going to have to leave the meeting after about the first hour. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We can get
thank
it
you. Mr. Durham?
Thank you. I just wanted to report that R19042, which is a tax abatement for pilot school, I had mentioned upstairs in committee that we expected to table it tonight, but I would like to bring it forward tonight. Just we can discuss it if anyone has any questions. But with R19070 is the resolution honoring DeHoffy. We would like to do a presentation at that time on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. 17-095 and 17-096 will remain tabled this evening. We are in an ongoing open communications line with the developer and their engineer. And just this past week, we spoke with the engineering firm, and they're continuing in our effort to bring their traffic impact study to a conclusion and have that in place and everything. So it will remain tabled.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I've notified the clerk of council just a few moments ago that 19-045 will not be introduced this evening.
Thank you.
Being withdrawn. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Yes, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. At the appropriate time when resolution 19-076 is read, I will be offering a floor amendment, and I do have to attend that meeting with Councilman Cartier, so about after an hour.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Madam Chair, when resolution 19-073 gets read in, I will be accompanying that with ordinance 19-041, which is the companion piece.
Wait, one more time, what, 19-741?
19-073.
And ordinance?
19-041.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next, all ordinances shall be considered at the next regular meeting except for those that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19043, amend the grants budget, appropriate $5,000 federal pass-through funding from the high-intensity drug trafficking area funds to the Delaware Department of Justice to the 2019 HIDTA DOJ Hero Health Initiative grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 19044, amend the FY 2019 Sewer Fund operating budget, realign budgetary funding of $300,000 within the Department of Public Works to fund legal and attorney fees. Ordinance 19046, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, Unified Development Code, Article 3, Use Regulations, and Article 33, Definitions Regarding Landfills.
Thank you. Next, reports from select and special committees. Budget hearings, land use row offices, county auditor, and ethics commission, Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I'll take two of them.
Take both at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
We had the budget hearing yesterday. That is the next to the last one, the last official departmental budget hearing will be next Monday. So that was yesterday. Today we had the Finance Committee meeting. It was somewhat of a marathon. We handled issues on this evening's agenda. We approved a few grants, and we had an executive session receiving legal updates on three issues involving New Castle County.
Okay. Did you want to take the budget hearing for the executive and community services? Or are you counting all that together?
Yeah, all that together. And everything is available online except for today's finance meeting.
Okay, thank you. Land Use Committee?
Yes, at last Tuesday's meeting, we talked about one resolution, one ordinance. The resolution for was a maintenance declaration for People's Park, and the ordinance was a proactive rezoning.
Thank you. Boards and Commissions Subcommittee? Ms. Diller?
We actually did not have a meeting. The three reappointments that are coming up for a vote will be next at our next council meeting. Okay. Those are library advisory board appointments.
Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and it will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and are available in the back of this room and online. If there is anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19069, remembering American Civil War General Thomas Alfred Smith. Resolution 19070, celebrating nearly 15 years providing home repairs to vulnerable seniors, veterans, and low-income families by the Delaware Housing Opportunity Fund, Inc.
Thank you. And now presentations. Ms. Durham?
We have to vote. Oh,
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Now, right on to presentations. Ms. Durham?
This is resolution number 19070, celebrating nearly 15 years providing home repair to vulnerable seniors, veterans, and low-income families by the Delaware Housing Opportunity Fund, Inc. Please come up. William Smith, John Lamont, Esquire, Robert Beard, Warren Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby expresses its gratitude for the leadership and service of the Delaware Housing Opportunity Fund, Inc., Administration, Board, and Donor Community.
Take care. Congratulations.
Cemetery in Wilmington, Delaware, where we held the ceremony. Now therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby asks all citizens of Newcastle County to remember Thomas Alfred Smith, who steered a course in our history that made our community the place we are so proud to call home today. And thank you very much. Did you want to say a word or two?
Yes.
Okay.
As is said in here, General Cook was the last Union general killed in the Civil War at Appomattox. His body was brought back here to Wilmington, and everybody who was anybody who was part of the funeral, the whole country at the time was mourning at the time of his funeral because President Lincoln had been assassinated by that point as well. The Sons of Union Veterans carries on the memory of General Smith. And has the ceremony every year, and our friend General Don Devine, when he was with the Delaware National Guard, also instituted having the Delaware National Guard take part in this year's General Devine, who just turned 92 or something like that. He's quite a gentleman if you ever had a chance to serve the city of Wilmington for many, many years. So he also kept the memory of General Smith alive for many, many years, but nobody else was doing anything to remember him back in the 50s and 60s.
And thank you for everything you do. You did so much for us, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
President, I move that resolution number 19-071 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19071 to amend the maintenance declaration for People's Park to incorporate adjacent property owned by DM People's Investment Corporation and to address the sale of lands within People's Park to Dot Foods.
Thank you, Madam President. This particular resolution was discussed and presented in detail at the last Land Use Committee meeting. And the bottom line is to accommodate some of the changes and upgrades that have been made to People's Park through the years, as shown on Dot Foods' People's Park plan. So it's a positive recommendation of our Land Use Department. The Office of Law has reviewed and recommend in favor of amending the original declaration currently encumbering the property consistent with the purposes stated for the Dot Foods People Park plan.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19071.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes, and welcome Dot Foods.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. R19071 is passed. Next, R19072, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request R19072 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19072, a resolution prescribing the details and form and providing for the sale of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this resolution authorizes the issuance of up to $83 million of the county's general obligation bonds for certain capital projects. This resolution allows the bonds or a portion thereof to be sold at a competitive public and unnegotiated private sale. At the discretion of the county executive, permits appointment of a financial advisor, prescribes certain details of the bonds, and authorizes the county executive to determine the final terms of the bonds as in his judgment is most favorable for the county. So.
Basically,
it's approval, bonding, and the pay for associated costs therewith.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19072.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19073 is passed. Next, R19074.
No, that was 072 that passed. We got back up one.
Excuse me, the council and I were just discussing 7-3. R19072 is passed. Next, R19073 and 019041. Okay, I move to go out of order. Huh, Isha?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say it. Madam Chair, I move to go out of order. And I move that resolution 19-073 be read in by title only, along with companion piece ordinance 19-040.
41.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that resolution 19-073 and ordinance 19-041 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19-073, amend the FY 2019 Capital Program, appropriate $100,000 in the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control DENREC funding towards the Department of Public Works General Parkland Improvements Capital Project. Ordinance 19-041, amend the FY 2019 Capital Budget, appropriate $100,000 in State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control DENREC funding toward the Department of Public Works General Parkland Improvements Capital Project.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, Madam Chair, 19-073 is, if adopted, changes the capital budget by taking $100,000 in state-funded money, and Ordinance 19-041 is an ordinance that spends the money. It all goes to, right now, is going to be Banning Park. It's the construction of the synthetic turf fields at Banning Park.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19073.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Do you want to do them both at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes.
And 019041.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Well, since I can't split my vote, yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19073 and 019041 is passed. Next, R19074, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request R19-074 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Sorry. Resolution 19074, authorizing the county executive to execute an agreement and other documents necessary to accept a donation of land at 60 Constitution Boulevard from Jefferson Farm Swim Club, Inc. for county parkland and recreational purposes.
Mr. Smiley?
The only thing I'm going to say and reiterate from upstairs, this has been a four-year work in project, in process, rather. I'm glad to have it before council, and I look forward to the county executive taking the final steps so I can file it away.
Thank you. Does anyone, Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. I would just like to say that Councilman Smiley is dogged in representing his people. And, you know, this is the type of product he brings forward to resolve a longstanding, you know, parcel, open parcel with, you know, sort of a failing ownership to the benefit of his community. So I'm looking forward to voting for this.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, want to applaud the efforts of Councilman Smiley and the community and the administration. This is proactive. You're taking a property that's in somewhat of a distraught area, and we're taking the donation. We have an opportunity to improve and provide something for the community. And I think what Councilman Smiley is doing will not only serve the community, but we all know, and we've talked about it for a long time, when children growing up don't have places to keep active and do activities on properties, recreational purposes, they get into other things. So I think the initiative is very well-timed, and we should move forward and do something with this property beneficial to the community.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19074.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19074 is passed. Next, R19075. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request R19075 be read by title only.
Second.
Resolution 19075, earmarking funds to conduct a comprehensive study and assessment of parkland and open space and the potential creation and preservation of certain parkland and open space in Newcastle County by Newcastle County Council in collaboration with the Meyer administration.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I make a motion to amend resolution number 19-075. I distributed copies of this upstairs. If anyone wants a copy, I did make additional ones and brought them down. The amendment would be as follows. Under the now therefore be it resolved clause, it would now read, now therefore be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council in collaboration with the Meyer administration hereby earmark $4.6 million for ultimately the potential creation and preservation of certain parkland and open space as informed by a comprehensive study and assessment of parkland and open space in Newcastle County. In addition, the synopsis would change to read, Newcastle County Council in collaboration with the Meyer administration is hereby earmarking $4.6 million for the potential creation and or preservation of parkland and open space. With that, I would request a there's no questions or quite vote on the amendment.
Okay. Second on the amendment.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's see.
Madam President.
Floor amendment one to resolution 19075 passes.
Madam President, I request that resolution number 19-075 as amended by floor amendment number one be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Thank you. And I would ask to be co-second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed?
It needs to be read in.
It has to be read in first.
I need to speak and then.
Resolution number 19075 as amended by amendment number one.
Okay.
Mr. Smiley?
The only point of clarification I want to make, because it has been an issue, is that this resolution just basically freezes authorized funding of $4.6 million. It just freezes the authorized use of that, and none of these funds, by virtue of this resolution, and it is a resolution, are being spent on a task force study or anything else. $4.6 million, when this is approved, provided the administration agrees with it, would be 4.6 million sitting there waiting when the task force study is done. That's it.
Okay, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17075 as amended by floor amendment 1.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hutley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. Resolution 19075 as amended by floor amendment 1 passes. Next, R19076. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, would you please read resolution number 19076 by title only and present the council for consideration and adoption?
Second.
Resolution 19076. Newcastle County Council requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Delaware Code Title 9, Section 8131, relating to the residency requirement and certain tax exemptions.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, would you please read, now I want to present floor amendment number 1 to resolution 19076. Does that need a second?
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Floor amendment to R19076 passes.
Well, I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
Right. So everybody should have before them floor amendment number 1 before them. It should have been on their desk. And the additions from the floor amendment are in red to make it easy to follow. So the first addition would be in the whereas clause, the sixth one down, where we're going to add or on such date council deems appropriate, because with consultation with the council attorney, we need the flexibility on this date depending on how we couple this with our request to the state legislation. So the council attorney was asking for this to be added into the resolution. The next whereas clause, number 7, does the same thing. That's all we're doing, on such date that council deems appropriate. 8, same thing. And then the 10th whereas, or now for be resolved. Again, we need to add that same verbiage in there. And then in the synopsis, we added the verbiage again.
Has everybody had time to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like. Okay.
Well, it's exactly the same in every whereas. So, and again, that was verbiage that the council attorney had requested in there after a quick review of the state legislation. So, Madam Clerk, I would ask to call the roll for floor amendment number 1 to resolution 19076.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. Amendment 1 to Resolution 19075 passes. Next would be, now we're voting on
resolution number 19076 as amended by the floor amendment.
Okay, does anyone from council have questions or comments?
Resolution 19076 as amended by floor amendment number 1. Newcastle County Council requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Delaware Code Title 9, Section 8131, relating to the residency requirement and certain tax exemptions.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. And again, we had some lengthy discussion with this upstairs and comments by the council attorney. But quickly, again, what we're going to do here is, this year we quickly realized that there was a disparity between the state legislation and the county code, which therefore created a hardship for our seniors who were trying to apply for the Newcastle County senior tax exemption and were being denied because of the state law that had passed that did not grandfather in anybody who had owned a home within that three-year window prior to the passage of this legislation. So therefore, what this legislation does is just back up and will grandfather anybody who owned a home on such date as set in the resolution. And again, we have to ask the General Assembly for permission to do this. If they grant it, we'll come back hopefully quickly with the actual amendment to our code.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. As stated up in committee, fully support this initiative and would like to also serve as a sponsor with Councilman Tackett. As I mentioned, in District 12 alone, within the Central Core and the Grove Zone, we have some 14-plus new developments and developments that are being built as we speak. There are over 55 communities, and these folks, many of them when they moved in and moved here to Delaware, were advised of this particular credit, the three-year requirement, and we've been contacted by a number of them, and I think this is the right way to correct the situation in our seniors' best interest, and also it's very clear that once that cutoff date, that from that date forward, that they would have to comply with the new regulation, which would be the 10 years. They would have to meet the 10 years.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. And I myself also have to be a sponsor.
Yeah,
Mr. Tackett. And did you, at the time, did you not ask for anybody that did not want to be a sponsor to contact you?
Yes, and we only heard from one that indicated they would support it but did not want to be a co-sponsor, and that was Councilman Smiley. So at this point, everybody would be a co-sponsor, but
okay, thank you.
Except Councilman Smiley.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on floor R19076 as amended by floor amendment 1.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. R19076, as amended by floor amendment 1, is passed. Next, moving on to ordinances, 019035, Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Smiley. These are all budget-related ordinances, so I am going to request that R19-035, 36, 37, 38, and 39 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 19035, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2020 beginning July 1, 2019. Ordinance 19036, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2019 for fiscal year 2020. Ordinance 19037, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2020 capital budget. Ordinance 19038, capital budget ordinance in Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2019. Ordinance 19039, adopt the annual operating budget in Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2019.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes. I move that ordinances 19-035, 36, 37, 38, and 39 be tabled.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Ordinance 19035, 36, 37, 38, and 39 are tabled. Next, 019040. Mr. Hollins?
I don't have anything on this agenda.
Mr. Sheldon, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I move that ordinance 19040 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 19040, appropriate $220,000 from the Garson Trust portfolio to the Garson Trust Fund in order to fund park maintenance for fiscal year 2020 to be administered by the Department of Public Works. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, Madam Chair, as we've done the previous at least 14 years that I know of, we're lucky to have the Garson Trust donate over $220,000 to the Department of Public Works for its provisions that they have to be done for the care and maintenance and upkeep of parks under Newcastle County jurisdiction. As of right now, there is an endowment account is over almost $3.4 million.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-040.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019-040 is passed. Next, 019-042, Ms. Durham.
Thank you, Madam President. I ask that Ordinance 19041 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Two.
Second.
Ordinance 19042, to abate outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and related penalty on the Pilot School property located at 208 and 212 Woodlawn Road, Wilmington, Delaware, parcel number 06029.00002.
Ms. Durham?
Thank you. This ordinance relates to the Pilot School, which is a nonprofit school, a non-traditional school that serves kids with learning differences and unlocks their potential to go on and usually get back into attending the regular school system after a time, usually about 2 or 3 years. So they've served the region, and probably all of our districts. Students come from all over to attend the Pilot School, and they've been serving in our area since 1957. They moved to a new location, as most of you probably are aware, a few years ago, and the need to request this abatement stems from just some communication errors and misunderstandings that took place from the construction period and until the point that they got their certificate of occupancy and whatnot. So it led to the need to bring this before you tonight.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. As I look through this, the Pilot School, there's a lot of history here with this application, and the Pilot School also claims that they could have asked for $9,000 in taxes that they paid in years 14, 15, and 16. I don't understand that statement, because if the exemption had ended under the farm exemption, they would still have to at least apply for the exemption as under the 501c3. So I don't know how they make that claim that they're pretty much giving us a break because they're not asking for the $9,000 that they paid over those 3 years. So I'm a little confused about that. And maybe you can help me understand what they're claiming.
I think that $9,000 stems from what was a rental farmhouse on the property that I think the thought was that they could have applied for it, but they went ahead and paid the taxes, and they're not asking for the an abatement on that portion of their tax bill that they did pay, and but possibly could have requested back as part of this.
My understanding is that they would have to apply for an exemption. So since they did not apply, It would seem to me that they would still be obligated to pay the $38,000 that they're asking to be exempted from the last year, because they filed late and they're asking for a retroactive tax exemption.
Are you talking just about the 9,000?
No, now I'm moving on to the 38,000 that they want to have exempted. So it seems to me that that 38,000 would have applied for those 3 years that they paid the $9,000 because they never did apply for an exemption for this whole entire parcel.
It seems Mr. Smiley has a comment.
Yeah. Council Hall, this is part of the, this isn't part of, but this is one of the reasons that I've been working closely with Mr. Mingle, Roy, and Mr. Gregory and them to try to bring together the code on the tax exemptions for the nonprofits, because there are parts of it in there that if you miss your deadline and you don't apply, you can go back 2 years. Others are five plus. Other parts of it, it's unlimited. So it is somewhat confusing in there. So all I'm saying is this is one of the reasons that we've been working for the last 2 months and met again today to try to get a piece of legislation to bring forward to holistically fix the whole code in the right place, because it's misunderstanding and somewhat convoluted where you look at. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. The other concern I have is that I want to make certain that we are uniform when we're doing these tax abatements, and I have no qualms about supporting this tonight, but I know there's some history that I've experienced here when the county has been very, very stringent toward abatements, and I know particular a couple of churches, and folks, just the bottom line here where this says these are unique circumstances. I guess they're all unique circumstances, but the bottom line, people just misunderstand the process, and they miss the dates and so forth. Then they get a tax bill, and they want to have the taxes abated because they are a nonprofit. And I keep giving the example of a church moved into another church, a different church, and made the same assumption as part of this, is that, well, we're a church, and it's already a church, but it wasn't their property, and the county was not very kind toward that. So I just want to make certain going forward that if we're going to do these exemptions, that a council person can bring forth a piece of legislation and say this is unique because Reverend whatever forgot or didn't understand the process, then it's unique for everybody. So that's my real concern, is that I want to make certain that we are uniform in our application of these abatements, because I'm for them, and I know people make mistakes. They don't understand our processes, but let's be, you know, understanding to all of these people and make certain that they all fall under this unique circumstance. The unique circumstance, quite frankly, is the fact that they don't understand the process.
So what I hear you saying, you want them to be consistent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ms. Durham and then Mr. Smiley.
And I don't want to go to, oh, I'm sorry.
No, Mr. Smiley?
Yeah. I just like to all, I agree, and that's why I agreed to stick my nose in where it doesn't belong again, because I don't have the issue. But I agree, and that's a big part of what we're working towards, is to create that uniform platform so everyone understands. And there's a greater difficulty in having that unique situation, because it will be so much more understandable and even keeled across the board for everyone to understand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Strait?
I hope that whatever Councilman Smiley and Council working on includes notice and detail, because if you're a nonprofit, you haven't been through purchase of property before, you have no way, until the tax bill hits, you have no way of knowing it. So I'm hoping that, not asking you to answer now, but I'm hoping that you can find a way to include, especially if it's a nonprofit purchasing a property, that somehow or another we include notification of what they need to do at the point of sale.
Thank you.
Councilman, I think we are in perfect agreement on that point. We're trying to attack this point on two fronts. One is with legislation, when things make their way to this body, but more preferable is your point, and that would be to address this on the front end. So I've had conversations with folks in the real estate bar. Hopefully we can find a way that provides notice to these nonprofits when, for example, they go to close their property, so we can deal with it so they know what to do on the front end and then pursue it, and then we won't have to deal with having to either deal with this issue through the administrative process or through special legislation like this.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Well, you opened the door, so I'm going to come through. Part of the problem has been that the lawyers don't understand it.
That's right.
get information, misinformation, and no information. And unfortunately, there have been far too many situations when lawyers just said not known. So,
are there any other questions or comments on this legislation? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-042. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-042 is passed. Next, 018-131. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President.
And this is a poll vote.
Okay.
Just letting everybody know ahead of time.
Absolutely. Move that ordinance number 18-131 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 18-131, revised zoning map, Red Lion 100, east side of South DuPont Highway, SI-7, and on the northeast side of the intersection of Wrangell Hill Road and South DuPont Highway, 1386 Schoolhouse Road, tax parcel number 12013.00007, 51.01 acres from CR Commercial Regional to HI Heavy Industrial, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. This plan was discussed in detail at our most recent Land Use Committee meeting, and I've had an opportunity to both meet with our Land Use Department as well as the applicant, and in short, the purpose of this rezoning, it's county-initiated, our own county government, is initiating the, actually a corrective zoning, is to change the zoning of the westernmost portion of the site to reflect the historical and existing heavy industrial use and zoning on the site. There is a small sliver of the property that is currently looked upon as commercial regional. And by taking and making this consistent with the neighboring parcel of land, it allows for the creation of the North Point complex and the creation of what I've seen so far and with the plan and what's been presented and in concert with our administration land use is that very good use of the property, have an opportunity to develop economic development, all the major infrastructure as far as highways and everything are already in place for transit of materials, rail, and highways. So, like I said, I think this is it's a good match for the area, and I think by correcting the zoning to coexist with the existing heavy industrial is the right thing to do.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Yes, Mr. Carter.
Yes, I've reviewed this quite closely. Historically, this, at least a large part that was commercial, was not used for industry. I understand why they want to go to heavy industry to have the type of density and capacity they need. It does raise a concern as we move to more heavy industry that we're not doing, in my view, enough to address considerations for extremely hazardous substances as defined under the state code. This is very close to a school. Fortunately, the current plan is not planning to do that. I did talk to Mr. Tucker at length. He did do his work to look at it, but it does point out the need for us to be much more, I think, proactive in looking at our heavy industrial zoning, particularly in light of CODA. And when we're zoning these things that can be in proximities to schools, daycares, residential communities, we need to do that. There seems to be a kind of
view often when I speak amongst council. Well, that's Denrak's responsibility. We should have learned something with septic. If you just follow Denrak's regs, it may not meet the needs of this county. And it's very clear under state code that they needed to consider the zoning. And I did call the engineers who deal with extremely hazardous substances in Denrak. I work professionally with both of them. They both informed me that they do very little, if anything, to look at the existing zoning and existing communities. They only look specifically at that parcel in the engineering. And we're seeing this in a number of other land uses, from landfills to what happened at Crota to this site. So in fairness to the applicant and you know, I will acquiesce and move this one forward, but it's past time for us to be proactively looking at the problems of our industrial zoning in Newcastle County.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Street?
Well, I wasn't at the Land Use Committee meeting, and I won't hold you up, but basically, what's the historical thing that they were doing that they're going to continue doing? And that's one. And two, what's the guarantee that once they get heavy industry, whatever they're promising today, they're not allowed to change into something else later on?
Mr. Tucker, would you like to address that?
Madam President, since this is a land use initiative, I'm not sure that it would be appropriate to call for legal counsel for the applicant prior to land use.
With land use, Mr. Hall?
It's a land use initiated rezoning. Right. So, I mean, I would think that land use would want to weigh in first.
Thank you.
Good evening. Rich Hall, General Manager of Land Use, and have Anthony Sikowski right here next to me. So just in a nutshell, you had it laid out for you. You have the map on the wall. All we have here is essentially a sliver of land to be rezoned, proactively rezoned, county initiative rezoned to match the adjacent parcel, which is already HI. And the use being proposed is essentially warehousing, logistics. We think it makes sense, bring it all under one zoning category, and obviously we thought this would balance out that property. I think it made sense. So that's where we are. Obviously, we support it.
Thank you. Mr. Street? Are you good with that answer?
No.
Okay.
Warehousing what? And the second part of the question is, just because you have promises today, what's the guarantee that they don't change up to other heavy industry activities that don't comport with whatever you're going to tell me they're going to do now?
There are state code. There is state code restrictions, and even in the UDC site, some restrictions what can be placed in there. As far as you're concerned about hazardous materials being in there, the property, and certainly you can hear from the applicant that can elaborate on this, but it's mainly for logistics type purposes. I don't know, Anthony, you can add to that any more about the specifics of what's being proposed and how it relates to our code, but.
Okay. Anthony Sikowski with Newcastle County Land Use. Specific to use, so there will also be a land development plan process with this application that will outline the use of the property as far as a distribution center or warehousing. So they'll be tied to that land development plan. Certainly if the use were to change, you would have to come back through and revise that plan. But the traffic operational analysis associated with the parking, site layout, and everything are specific to that. As Richard mentioned, the property is also located in the coastal zone. So for heavy industrial uses, it would be subject to the State Coastal Zone Act, with restrictions as far as manufacturing and processing restrictions.
Mr. Street?
So they're going to warehouse today, but under heavy industry, there's a whole lot of things they can do when none of us are no longer playing on this field, correct?
provided it's in compliance with the county and state codes, correct.
Mr. Carter?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, I mean, we keep mentioning that it is in the coastal zone. They're going through the rec, and in the March meetings, it was very clear there that much of that is and can be managed through zoning. And as we look at our adjacent communities, reviewing this zoning is probably very advisable, not in this process, but even going forward, once they have this use, which I think is a good use for it, I think one thing we need to consider is whether we adjust and consider some code changes to our heavy industrial zoning of what's appropriate near homes and not, which will, I hope, address what a future use could be down the road. I've reviewed what they're going to do with this site. I think it's reasonable. I think it's good. It's next to the transportation. I had that same concern long term, particularly in light of some of the changes we're seeing in the Route 9 corridor with the Coastal Zone Act. And it was very clear that statement made in the meeting minutes from March for that was very clear that it was a response from the DOJ, Department of Justice, to the advisory committee on those regulations. And that's, to me, a red flag that it's time for us to take a much better look at if we're doing our due diligence to protect our communities. My concerns are not with hazardous materials. I mean, it has a record site. We can manage that. Mine is with those extremely hazardous materials that can be released. As you know, with CODA, the shelter in place was 2 miles. The school is less than a half mile away. We have many, we have several communities already within a mile of this. But then in the future, we need to have these things located where we have that type of a buffer from our communities. This is the one area where Euclidean zoning needs to be considered.
Thank you.
Madam President, if I may, just real briefly. Councilman Carter's concern about this issue, and I really appreciate his desire to be proactive, and we're happy to work with him, roll out some maps, look at the zoning, look at uses, and think about, okay, how do we handle this going forward, and appreciate you being supportive tonight so we can get through. You know, obviously, I think you can understand this. We're all about trying to be clear about what our rules are today. And so that those that are trying to have economic development projects and such can work under today's rules. If we need to take a comprehensive look and look forward, then, you know, we can certainly take a hard look at that. So we're more than happy to work with the councilman on that.
Thank you. Okay. Hold on one moment. Mr. Hollins?
I have a question, but I'm going to support this, but with reservations. I think that the comments offered by Councilman Carter, as well as Councilman Street, are well-founded. I mean, there's history in this county. I know there's very little HI in this county, so there's a need. But what is in proximity of residential, I think that's a real concern. And what happens 10 years from now or 5 years from now is a whole different story. And then we can't do anything about it. So things tend to get etched in stone in land use, and it's very difficult to have any wiggle room. So going forward, I just want the record to reflect that I'm not going to be that amenable to making these kind of changes, whether they come from land use or wherever they're coming from.
Thank you. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. I'll just offer a couple comments as I review the plan, and we discussed it in our pre-land use meeting, and it was in the land use committee meeting. But as we move, again, you know, we're only looking at a small sliver here, but as we move to the right of this plan, we went into all the refineries that are down there in Delaware City also, so it's very heavy there. And this parcel, as the councilman had said, is amenable right to major arteries, the road and Route 1 there, which would really lend itself to a type of development that will add economic value to the area also, as well as potentially a lot of meaningful jobs.
Thank you. Mr. Street?
Will of council be the will of council. And y'all can trust the applicant, and they're not going to do this, and state and county regulations will protect everything. But if the property sold, then whoever has that zone for heavy industry can do whatever the heck they want to do under heavy industry. And you can look no further than my council district and see how DENREC has failed with this gas bomb on one side and this rat trap on the other. And heavy industry next to residential. So I can't trust the state to safeguard, and the current players and this owner is one thing. The next owner, on with the new zoning, can do whatever the heck he or she wants to do. So I can't support this.
Thank you. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This just brings up something that we've talked about for years, much longer than what the present administration has been here, is that back when we put the UDC was brought in, we went from a dozen zoning categories down to very few. So we go through this all the time. In residential, you've got basically two zoning categories. We used to have something like 8 or 11. You go into industry, we used to have several categories in industry. We don't have those anymore. So the way that I see to bring these back is to say, okay, we have 4 categories in industry, so it's not just heavy industry, and each one then gives you a more definitive line of what can go in each one of those districts. So this is warehousing. We're talking that the warehousing, in my understanding, can go on here. It gives them a little more density by rezoning, but they can go on the property at 1.5 million square feet. With the rezoning, they can go up to about 2 million square feet. Am I correct on this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a matter of quantity here. This is a very industrial area. You know, we might worry about coastal zone, and I get that. But across the street, basically, from here, we've got 100 rail cars sitting there, with heaven knows what in them or not in them at any given time. We have the refinery that we have gone through, you know, standard chlorine, the refinery, everything that goes down through that whole 72 corridor going into Delaware City. So we complain that we're losing industry, and yet we go to rezone and we don't want to make anything industrial. So you can't have it both ways. I mean, we have to have a way for growth. We have to have a way for people from the outside to look at us and say, yeah, this is a state that I can move into because we have A, B, C, D. But to go through this is not about who's moving in there, because that's a minor plan. Am I correct that this would not have come before us? The only reason it's before us is for this rezoning. This is not here for the company going in there. This is here because the department has said when they proactively rezoned all of these areas, this one, this sliver, got left out of the end of it. So we either do this or we don't do this. I mean, you open your doors to say, hey, we need more of this, and then as soon as somebody's here, we slam the door in their face. We've seen this happen over and over and over. Are there some industrial areas that we don't like? Yes. Part of it is that our fault, poor land use planning. You don't let industry back up or grow into the residential areas. But I used to live in this area. There's not a whole lot of residential anywhere near that intersection down on 13. I would worry more about the trucks and the tankers driving up and down Route 13 than I would about a warehouse industry that would like to go in there.
Thank you. Mr. Carter, and then Ms. Durham.
Yeah, I really appreciate, Rich, your willingness to work. I have a draft ordinance I'm happy to share with you. I've got some GIS analysis being done of densities around heavy industry. As soon as I have that, I will sit down with you. I also want to share with you the actual history of these surrounding areas. I can share with you the 1950 Tidewater video as well as the original book. This, when a refinery was built by Tidewater, it was innovatively done with a 5,000-acre area to provide an industrial buffer. Way, way ahead of their time, we just seem to have really, really regressed in the state of Delaware and Newcastle County from that really, really proactive, thoughtful thinking that took place in the 1950s. We're behind that time now.
Ms. Durham?
Thank you. I would just like to ask if the part of the goal here is a buffering, would light industrial, we do have light industrial zoning, would that accomplish the needs of the applicant or limit them compared to heavy industrial zoning?
Sure.
Anthony Sikowski. Yes, the use itself and the use proposed by the applicant would fall within the I zoning district. There's just no other immediate adjacent I zone land, so as far as appropriateness to rezone I as opposed to HI, it doesn't match with the area. It's not a, it would be the isolated area for I zoning and not consistent with the remaining
part. But their intended use would fit within I.
That is correct.
Thank you. Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Madam President. Sat, listened to all the comments as a district council person. I respect all the input and all the comments. And I share with Councilman Carter and Councilman Street their concerns. I'm very familiar. I was the fire chief of Holloway Terrace, very familiar with the Route 9 and the Atlas Point complex. One difference here is that we've had an opportunity to review a plan, and the plan is what, as district council person, I'm looking at is what's being proposed and what the recommendation is of land use and for what use it's being proposed. The problem that we have is when you have a quota come about, and basically this county government and its citizens were snubbed by the state of Delaware and by DENREC, by the Economic Development Group, okay, the county tried to intervene, and basically this county was overridden by the state of Delaware. And we see what has occurred and what is there. So I get it. I understand. But at the same time, in all fairness to the applicant, and to the area, to economic development, to the logistics, as Councilwoman Kilpatrick mentioned, I'm looking at the plan that's being presented and the support of land use and the positive recommendation. And when you have the vast majority of the property already heavy industrial, even though it is heavy industrial, the bottom line is I'm looking at what the applicant presented to this county as far as what they would like to build there currently. And that's why, you know, I'm in support of it. If it were a quota, if it were heavy industrial with chemical applications and things, I wouldn't be sitting here saying that I had an opportunity to review what I think from what's been proposed as a good economic development project.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
Yeah. You're going to look into increasing the amount of zones that are available. We just need to look at everything. All I'm saying is my eyes fading, Jim, or is your bulb going out? Thank you. For a minute, I thought your resume was going to pop back up there again. Anyway, you know, we have very few parcels like this available. When I say we have to keep an eye on it, it's because warehousing is very limited as to where you go anymore, because the Federal Highway Administration has limited the distances that your doubles and triples can run away from an interstate. So something like this, I don't know what's going to go in to the warehousing or what's coming, but it's an ideal location because you have a very small mileage radius where doubles and triples can leave the interstate and end up. So a parcel like this is ideal for the jobs that warehousing will bring, because with the cost of transportation, they can bring a lot more freight in at a lower cost and then distribute it from there. So it's a good use for it. But when we go looking at other zonings, let's keep in mind what could go there and what are the transportation limitations as well. And yeah, I'm all about safety, but I'm also, I gotta look at jobs too. Because too many times when I was out there fighting for jobs, I was on the other side of the line from people who'd already made their living, had their plush pension, and didn't want anybody else getting in the way by having a job.
Jim, can you go back to the other slide that just shows how big the sliver is? You flipped it back before there. So what we're talking about is that C2, right? That's going to be rezoned.
That is correct. That's shown in the historic zoning, but it's the same line that's established as in the
pink
color.
Pink.
And then the M3
white pink is what we're talking about.
In gray, the adjoining lands and parcels, right. All is the
This picture gives a better indication, I think, of this proportionally.
The driveway.
Already HI. Or
yes.
Heavy.
Mr. Sheldon?
No, I'm fine.
The gray.
You're the only one that didn't comment.
No.
Okay.
I said it was a cute date, not entertaining.
Duly noted.
Picked up my point.
Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none?
Madam President, if you would, I don't know whether any of the questions that come up, I had suggested that land use have an opportunity first, but if there's any other questions that the applicant from the legal standpoint, legal representation, I just want to make sure that everything's vetted properly and that if there's any other questions, that we allow them an opportunity to speak if other members of council still wish to do that.
I would certainly ask him. I was looking to Q's to see if he was standing.
Prim and proper.
Mm-hmm. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm Sean Tucker for the applicant for the underlying plan, North Point. I want to thank everybody for the questions tonight. I think they were certainly all fair questions and certainly understandable. Let me say this. North Point is very excited about coming to Delaware. This is a $120 million investment for them in this property in terms of construction. They are one of the largest warehousing companies in the country. They have about 50 million square foot across the country, so they are durable. While I certainly can't guarantee they will be here forever, to Mr. Street's, Councilman Street's point, he's right. I can't guarantee this will be the use forever. What I can tell you is $120 million is a heck of an investment. And their track record in this country with 50 million square feet, I think, speaks volumes that these folks are real, they're experienced, and they want to do business here in our state. Their estimates based on their averages of that 50 million existing square feet with the tenants that they have, for example, Chewy.com is one example of a tenant. Amazon is often a tenant as well. The average is about 1,300 to 1,500 jobs 2 million square feet will bring. That is not a guarantee, but that is based on a national average. We certainly have no desire to build anything that would meet the definition of heavy industry under state law in the coastal zone. And to clarify, because I think it's important for folks to understand, a refinery cannot happen in the coastal zone today. Given the definition of heavy industrial and state law, which is much different than the counties, you cannot do that petroleum use today. So there's HI in the county code, which is written one way, and then there's HI in the state law, which is written another way. We can't do the true heavy industrial, nor do we have any desire to. So I just don't want folks to be concerned that if for some reason, and I doubt it will be in my lifetime, but it could be, you never know, that North Point went away, refinery is still prohibited, or refinery-type use would be prohibited on this parcel under existing state law. You can't even get a permit for it. It's a prohibited use, period, unless the General Assembly were to change that. My client, of course, wants to do warehousing. A lot of what you see at Home Depot or Lowe's, Are these types of items that would come through this type of facility. Where it gets a little challenging is, take acid batteries, for example, that you have in your car. Technically, they are substances that could kill you. They are certainly substances that could reduce your lifespan. They may be prohibited or less than ideal hazardous substances, but they come through these types of facilities. So that's part of the challenge, I think, and I offered certainly to work with Councilman Carter on looking at this. But those are some of the challenges when you're trying to draw that line as to what you can and can't have on your site. But we have these hazardous substances that we have in our cars. A lot of the products under our kitchen counter, under our sink, are hazardous. And there's degrees of that. But we do need certainly the flexibility of not having a tenant that would be bringing batteries through that couldn't do that because technically they probably are a significant hazardous substance when you consider the acid that's in them. But I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of background about North Point and who they are and the jobs that they want to bring here and try to relieve the concerns as much as I can tonight that the strip that is being proposed by the county or the Department of Land Use to be rezoned, there is a relatively small strip in the front. Council members were correct that we need that strip to get to the density that we need. The CR has been there since 1954, or at least a version of commercial has been there since 54. And if we built on that, which we could, it would reduce, I think Councilwoman Kilpatrick had about right, I think it's about 1.5 million. This would get us up to 2 million. And that square footage does translate into jobs. So it's a significant improvement in terms of the viability of the site, its economic viability, and the jobs it would create. Just a footnote, that original zoning from 1954, which was the county's first zoning map in 1954, where all the parcels in the county were initially rezoned, 13 was viewed as a potential commercial corridor based on the records we looked at. When Route 1 came in, it sort of took that off the map, and that's probably why you haven't seen CR ever get built there. So this is a logical correction to that map that makes a lot of sense when you consider the Route 1 bypass, if you will, from Route 13. That's where it created this split zoning. As you've probably all noticed today, we rarely, if ever, do split zoning. It's not very desirable from a planning standpoint. So this also cleans that up as well, which is a nice side effect. But again, I think I made my points tonight. I don't want anybody to be afraid, if at all possible, about this particular corrective rezoning or county initiative rezoning. It is certainly well intended and very logical, and North Point certainly plans on being a good neighbor and a good corporate citizen here in our state. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from members of council? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Tucker.
Thank you all. Thank you for your questions tonight.
I will now open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018131. Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Carter.
I am voting yes in fairness to the applicant because of the zoning that we have.
Mr. Cartier, Ms. Diller.
I'm voting yes because of the proximity of that parcel to the HI zoning next to it.
Ms. Durham.
I'm voting yes on land use recommendation.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins.
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Sheldon.
I will also be voting yes with a positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley.
And I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of Land Use.
Mr. Street.
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett.
I'll be joining Land Use with a positive recommendation and voting yes.
Mr. Woods.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 1 not voting, 2 absent.
018131 is passed. Next, 019033. I am going to keep it tabled. I'd like to speak to the administration before we move forward with that. Next is 017095 and 017096 that are remaining tabled for Mr. Bell. We next have item J's, R19, which we just received, 019077, and that is
Smiley.
Mr. Smiley.
On behalf of Councilman Cartier, who had to leave, I request that resolutions 19-077, 078, 079, and 080 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 19077, honoring the life and service of Stephen A. Rain to the Brandywine 100 Fire Company No. 1 and to the volunteer firefighting community of Newcastle County and the state of Delaware. Resolution 19078, recognizing Dottie Marks with 35 years of dedicated active service to Ladies Auxiliary of the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company No. 1. Resolution 19079, recognizing Walter R. Hurst for 65 years of dedication and commitment to the fire service. Resolution 19080, recognizing Ronald Schmidt for 50 years of dedication and commitment to the fire service.
As per titles.
Second.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on
77, 78, 79.
And 80.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you. 019077, 078, 079, and 080 are passed. Next is 019081.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Resolution 19-081 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 19081, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Mid-County Senior Center.
Mr. Sheldon?
For title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019081.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
019081 is passed. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
This meeting is adjourned.